see you here in Greenwood again.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. We're talking about an important topic with the Rural Economic Development Summit, so it's an exciting time.
Absolutely, and I know you are excited to be bringing. You know, I brought a list of just the things in the last week that have come out. So many things, and tomorrow you'll be at a job fair for the veterans in Columbia. Isn't that terrific?
You know, it's all about jobs, and it's not just about jobs coming into the state for the first time. It's taking care of the businesses we already have. It's taking care of the veterans that we have. It's making sure that we're not looking at cities for economic development. We're also looking at rural areas. So it is all about jobs, 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 and I live, eat, and breathe it every day, but we're seeing where our results come from this.
Well, I want to talk about something else now.
Okay.
Women in politics.
Yes.
Do you know South Carolina ranks number 50 in the nation for women in upper-level politics? We're not talking school boards, but in state government and this type of thing. And I had a great interview with a gal that the South Carolina elects women. What do you have to say? What kind of advice can you give to women? I know it's going to be in your book, but we don't have time to wait because the deadline will be before your book comes out. So what do you have to tell people, women, about getting into politics?
We are the lowest in the country on women elected officials, but it is simply because women don't run. There is nothing that holds women back. There is no reason women can't. What I want everybody to understand is the opportunities are there. Do we have to fight? Yes, but that's what women do. Do we have to struggle? Yes, but that's who we are. Because when we get there, we balance well, we prioritize well, we know how to make good decisions based on our families, based on our businesses, based on our growing up experiences. So, you know, we just need to encourage the women to get out and run, because when they do, they make great elected officials.
What would be one thing? I mean, you had a struggle when you were running for governor. I mean, it wasn't an easy. But what elected, did you ever hold an elected office before when you were in high school or college?
I was not interested in local student government at all. There was no interest in politics when I was in high school, in college. I was never one of those kids. It was really after being in business that I thought, why don't we have more business people in the state house? So my first run was for the state house, for a Lexington County seat. I didn't even know that you weren't supposed to run against an incumbent in a primary.
Why did you do it?
You know, he had served 30 years, but it was more of businesses were hurting. You know, I saw how hard it was to make a dollar and how easy it was for government to take it. My parents said, don't complain about it, do something about it, so I ran for office. Once I realized what situation I was in, the only option was to win. And so I made sure I did anything and everything to make that happen.
But it took you $4 million to win for governor. That's how much money you spent, I do believe I read. That is big dollars for women to have to get and raise. How do you go about raising that kind of money?
First of all, in the primary, I believe we were outspent 5-1. So we did not have the money in the primary that we needed to come through. So we got creative. We did what people do every day. We sold t-shirts. We sold our yard signs. We said, if you buy four, you get one free. I mean, that's the kinds of things we had to do to raise money. But it's not about money. It's not about endorsements. It's not about anything else. It's about having the passion and the drive to run and to win and to make sure that in the end you prove to people they made the right decision.
Well, I think, and from your experience, has it been tough being a woman governor, though?
You know, it's tough in any role. It has nothing to do with being a woman or a man or whether it's Indian or not. It's what I will tell you is every situation is what you make it. And I don't think about the obstacles. I think about how we get to the solutions. It is why I always say can is not an option. You know, you get there.
A little plug for the book there.
That's right. But, you know, it's on my office door. It's what I say to my staff is, you know, don't tell me why we can't do something. Tell me how we're going to get it done. And I think that's what we focused on. That's what we'll continue to focus on. If I stop and think about how hard things are, I'll slow down. If I don't pay attention to how hard things are and I think about making sure we solve our problems, we'll keep moving.
So your advice to women that are sitting on the fence here, and because we keep having people that say they're not going to run, what would you tell them?
I need you. There are always going to be people telling you why you can't. I'm telling you that I need you and you can, and our state will be better for it.
Governor Nikki Haley, thanks so much for talking to me again, and I look forward to coming down to Columbia. I hope you'll invite me to your office.
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
All right. Thanks so much, Governor Haley.